There are reasons that men go back to their exes, and it has nothing to do with love.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's part of it. That is one of the reasons. That is one of the reasons is that he is craving some physical attention.
And this is like going back, like we're back together, right?
Yeah.
I think back together.
Yeah. I mean, you've broken up. Maybe there's been some time. I don't know. But it's you go back to that person. And yes, Jason, you're right. Craving physical attention. The number one reason, and this does not happen to be the number one of all of them, but like, for men, it is that they want some physical intimacy.
When you say craving physical attention, does this just mean sexy time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Would you say that was part of the equation for you and Carol, Jason?
I think that definitely, because for me, a lot of times, sexy time is a connection, too. It's so that's definitely part of the equation, yeah.
All of the really sexy R&B love ballads are all about missing her body.
Yeah.
So there's something to it.
Don't talk about missing her mind, which I find offensive.
That is offensive, Jared. You're right. You're right. But also, sometimes we don't mind hearing I miss your body.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We don't miss hearing that.
It's definitely, women should not take that as not a compliment.
No, I would definitely take it. I mean, if anybody had ever said that to me, which I'm still waiting. Even my husband is, you know, he's like,
what if Katie's ex is, she's such the best in bed. Katie'd be like, oh, thank God.
I didn't say I didn't know how to work this body.
I didn't say that.
Okay. I said they just have never said that they missed my body.
Yeah. I feel a little sick inside now.
This is why I'm funny.
I have to be funny.
Yeah. I have to be funny because I can't lure people with my body.
Well, it's good. So, then you know people like you for you.
That's true.
But Katie did just say that she believes that she overcomes the body part by working the body correctly.
I happen to know how to work it. Jared just said the other day, you said you dress appropriately.
Yes.
Like, I know how to accentuate the parts that look the best.
Oh, I thought you said you know how to work it. And like
that's what I'm saying. Like, I accentuate the things that work the best.
Jalen, does it look like Katie knows how to work that body?
We've already been down this road.
No, but not work the body. That's holy.
We've already
not about
been
looks,
down this road.
Working it.
The very first question that he was ever asked as an intern on day one, which, by the way, any other business, and you would be fired.
Yeah.
But
we all would be.
He did not choose me. Nobody ever chooses me.
You said she looked like what now?
Like a married look.
She has a married look, which to you was not attractive.
But apparently she overcomes that with working the body.
And if I was saying that on there, you'd be throwing up right now, Katie.
Yes.
I would.
Yeah,
me too. I want to throw up saying it about myself. But somebody has to.
So you know what you're good at. You know it works. You know what.
Yeah, I know what I like to do and what I don't like to do. I feel like, yes, and we get lots and lots of practice, and I feel like that's how you
sign.
Get better.
Right. That's true.
Right?
Wow.
Isn't it?
This is a humble brag.
I guess.
We do.
This is the most confident I've seen you in a while with things like that.
Well, mostly because when I do talk about it, I do want to throw up. But because then we're all sharing. Yeah. And it grosses me out. But what are we talking about?
Why men go back to women?
Yes. So they crave physical attention. And that is one of the top reasons why. Another reason that men go back to their exes, it has nothing to do with love. He misses being taken care of.
Nah, I never had that.
I mean,
I'm not saying like I never.
Yeah.
That's not a reason for me.
And I think, honestly, this is, you know how we always say you start to hate the things that you fell in love with, you know? I am willing to bet that in a lot of these relationships where he misses being taken care of, she began to resent having to take care of him.
Yes.
Because we're not your mothers.
Right.
We're not. You know, I do things out of love for my partner, but I am not his mother, and I am not, you know, like.
Yeah. No, I know Anna, she said that one of her exes years ago, it became that, where she was doing everything, and she resented him for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then he was used to her doing everything.
Mm-mm.
And then when they weren't together, then he missed, like, oh, wait, I have to do things.
Yeah, right, and this is not.
And then it, you know, it became the other side. Then the next person she dated did everything for her. Mm-hmm. And they start resenting him for doing that.
For sure.
They're all crazy.
It's like, it's just, you know, because it was like an overkill. Like, no, I can do some stuff. Yeah.
But then it is very easy for, let's say, you know, if a man, is in a relationship with a woman who finds herself becoming his mother, it's very easy for a guy to be like, well, she just does it.
Yeah.
He'll just lay back and let it happen. And then the resentment builds and builds and builds. And it's like, well, she just does it anyway. Well, she doesn't want to.
But right. There's things that guys do a lot of times that women just, well, that's what he does. He does the yard and the garbage, and they don't even.
There should be a division of power. Or tasks.
Have that conversation.
Right.
You have to agree on that. That is a conversation to have.
And then also, like, I know y'all don't believe this, but when I was married, I would feel guilty if they were doing all the stuff. It was like it was always, because of our schedule, I was home more. It was always at least 50-50 division of things, and it was clearly spoken about. But it wasn't like, oh, you know, my job is not to sweep the kitchen, so I'm just going to ignore it. No, mm-hmm. If it needs to be done, do it. Just do it.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I have mowed the lawn many a time.
Boy, he's got you whipped. Boy.
He's out golfing.
He's like, don't worry. She's got it.
Hey, fix the yard while I'm gone.
Better be striped.
Yeah. Better be striped
when I get home.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I do not know how to
this
do that.
This mulch is looking kind of faded.
I've never done it when he's been golfing, but I've done it for exercise. For sure, because we have the push mower.
Yeah,
and I've done it for exercise, and I just start that watch, put in my headphones, and go. It's great, you know? Plus, you don't have to be inside with the kids. Just like, bye, mom's busy outside.
See you later.
Yep. You have to have that conversation, and you have to agree upon it. You mm-hmm. can't just be like, you're the dude, you take the, take the trash down, whatever. Another reason that men go back to their exes, and it has nothing to do with love, he doesn't want to be the one to make the final decision. I think this is really interesting.
But you're already broken up. Please explain.
You're already broken up, but if you're in that waffle stage, might not be.
I was in that for a long time.
There are some men who don't want to be the ones that sealed the deal. No, it was her. She ended it. I'm not the mean one here. I'm not.
Both my marriages, I had met with attorneys first.
But you didn't want to.
Then I didn't pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because of kids, though. It was really the kids.
But you
thing.
Didn't want to be
but
the one.
I didn't want to be the bad guy.
You didn't want to be the bad
That's
guy.
100%. Now, yeah. I haven't done that in a dating situation, mm-hmm. but like, not every time. And I was like, this is not getting any better. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to give up, but like, I need to see. And then I still have the emails that I sent one like 15 years ago with Heather, and not to her, but to an attorney. And then I was like, no, I can't do it. But then I saw the kids that morning. I'm like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, that is extremely honest.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the bad guy.
And I wanted to keep our family together, ultimately. Mm-hmm. But yeah.